It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
A steamy bowl of creamy tomato soup and a warm grilled cheese sandwich is a marriage made in heaven. Nothing can satisfy me more on a chilly winter day. For years, I used a recipe that called for roasted Roma tomatoes as the base of the soup. Roasting the tomatoes intensified the flavor. One day, I was craving a bowl of tomato soup, but only had canned tomatoes. I decided to give it a try with the ingredients I had on hand. And guess what? It was just as delicious. When you think about it, it makes sense. Canned tomatoes are picked and then canned at the peak of ripeness. They are full of that delicious summer tomato flavor. The reason for roasting in my other recipe was to transform those bland, not-in-season tomatoes into tasty summer ones. I'm so glad I experimented with what was in my pantry. No more roasting tomatoes to make soup for me. I can now make one of my favorite soups in 45 minutes less time than I did before. Most days, I use whole canned tomatoes. To make it creamy, I puree the soup with an immersion blender. If you don't have an immersion blender, you can easily puree your soup in a countertop blender. For a shortcut, use canned crushed tomatoes and skip the pureeing step. For a twist to a classic tomato soup, here's Debbie Durso with the Bookseller's Bistro.
Our customers love our tomato soup primarily because we add blue cheese to it, and the blue cheese enhances the flavor, gives it a more creamy balance to it, and it's just all grown up.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.